Party. Here are today's contestants. An attorney from Washington, D.C., Christine DeLore. A business manager from New York, New York, Justin Weatherby. And our returning champion, a slop war person from San Marcos, California, John Cuevas, whose one day cash winnings total $29,001. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you folks with us. A correct response and a pretty substantial wager in Final Jeopardy helped make John the new champion and pick up $29,001 yesterday. Justin and Christine, I welcome you and I wish you all good luck. Here we go. Let's take a look at the category, shall we? Starting off with entering the language. Oh, interesting. The county line. It's new on the bookshelf. Heaven's Kitchen. The rest of the movie's title. And finally, we get to deal with the operating theater. Champ, off you go.
The rest of the movie's title, 200.
These Rapscallions. The Curse of the Black Pearl. Justin.
What are Pirates of the Caribbean?
You are right.
The operating theater, 400.
Scalpel. Clamp. Retractor. May all be on a type of instrument stand named for these brothers of Minnesota Clinic fame. John.
What is Mayo?
Yes.
Movie's title, 400.
This film series, Battle of the Smithsonian. Christine?
What is Night at the Museum?
You're on the board now.
Operating theater for 600.
A Spotify survey shows most surgeons listen to music in the OR, and the number one selection is this band's Rock You Like a Hurricane. John.
What is the Scorpions?
Yes.
Movie's title, 600.
This Lunatic, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb. John.
What is Dr. Strangelove?
Correct.
Movie's title, 800.
This Naval Epic, The Far Side of the World. John.
What is Master and Commander?
You got it.
Movie's title, 1000.
This Noble Name, The Legend of Tarzan, Lord of the Apes. Christine.
What is Lord Greystoke?
Greystoke, yes.
Operating theater, 800.
Five-letter type of nurse who keeps the surgical team sterile and helps with their gloves and gowns. And that would be the scrub nurse. Back to you, Christine.
Operating theater, 1000.
Stretchy and strong, the Proline brand of these was invented in 1969 and is still used for bypass surgery. Christine?
What is a stent?
No. Justin?
What are gloves?
No. What are sutures? Back to you, Christine.
Heaven's Kitchen for 1,000.
In Greece, baklava is traditionally made with 33 layers of this dough to represent the years of Jesus' life. Justin.
What is phyllo? Phyllo dough?
Yes. Phyllo or phyllo?
Heaven's Kitchen 400.
Food lore says this salty snack represents arms crossed in prayer, and that its holes represent the Trinity. John.
What are pretzels?
Yes.
Heaven's Kitchen, 200.
This light and airy cake is perhaps a favorite of Gabriel. John.
What is angel's food?
Yes.
Kitchen, 600.
It's the condition of being a god, or a fudge-like nutty candy. Christine.
What is divinity?
You are right.
Heaven's Kitchen for 800.
Angels applaud this alliterative Breyers ice cream with marshmallow flavor and almonds. Sort of like Rocky Road. Christine.
What is Heavenly Hash?
Yes.
Entering the language for 200.
1845, in the Knickerbocker magazine, this two-word possessive synonym for January 1st. John.
What is New Year's?
Yes, and with that, you go to 3200. You take us into our first break. We'll pause, as we always do. We'll come back, as we always do. Welcome back. We've had a little bit of a problem during the commercial break, and it goes back to that movie title category, and it affects Christine. We were a little loose in the way we phrased the clue about Greystoke. Lord Greystoke is not the title of the film, but we don't want to penalize you for that. We credited you with a correct response, so we're going to take away that $1,000, but we're not going to take away money from you for an incorrect response. Does that sound fair?
That sounds fair.
Okay, now, you're an attorney who bakes a lot.
I do.
And I mean, we're talking about how many pounds of butter a year?
About 130 to 150 pounds of butter a year.
Would you invite me over to your house to enjoy some of your baked goods?
I need more people to eat everything I bake, so anytime.
What's your specialty?
Celebration cakes.
Do you ever make German chocolate cake?
I do.
I'm a sucker for German chocolate cake.
If you come over, I'll make you a German chocolate cake.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Justin Weatherby, a business manager from New York, also a Broadway producer who has been nominated for a Tony?
That is true, yes.
What was?
In 2015, I was on the team that brought The Visit to Broadway, starring Cheetah Rivera.
Oh.
Kander and Ebb's final collaboration. We didn't win. We weren't really expected to. But it was a wonderful experience, and I have done several since.
I'm firing up my brain right now and trying to remember the first time I saw Cheetah Rivera on stage, and I think it was back in the 1960s. Okay, nice to have you with us. John Cuevas is our champion. Now, those of us with children have gone on family trips, and quite often the young ones are the ones giving direction. You experienced that with your five-year-old?
Oh, no, I was 5 years old.
You were the 5 year old.
Giving the directions to the adults.
To your parents.
Yeah. Parents, aunts, uncles.
You had memorized the maps?
I would have the map in front of me, but I would tell them, you know, what street to turn, you know, well before, you know, turn by turn navigation or anything like that. So I was their GPS, basically.
A 5 year old GPS. You're probably out of date. Okay, yeah. Pick up your signaling device and make a selection as we go on in this first round.
Entering the language 400.
From at Stoboyd on Twitter.com, August 25th, 2007. This ubiquitous social media word derived from a keyboard symbol. Justin.
What is hashtag?
Yes.
Entering the language 600.
1125 in the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle. This word for an assembly that now often follows city. John.
What is council?
Good.
Language 800.
1738, this two-word term for low-powered binoculars you might take to a performance of Aida. Christine.
What are opera glasses?
That's it.
Language for 1,000?
1934, from an LA Times piece about a lonely wives' party. This rhyming two-word term for a female buddy. John.
What is a gal pal?
Yes.
County line 200.
Take a county seat. Specifically for Seminole County in this state. That'd be Sanford. Christine?
What is Florida?
Yes.
County line 400.
Rev up your big old RV and go to this Wisconsin county south of Wapaka and east of Washera. John?
What is Winnebago?
Yes.
County line 600.
You can catch the 310 to this state's Yuma County, then keep going east to Cochise. John?
What is Arizona?
That's it.
County line 800.
Known for a very big bang, this county in New Mexico was organized from parts of Santa Fe and Sandoval counties in 1949. Justin.
What is Roswell?
Nope. John or Christine? What is Los Alamos? John, back to you.
County line 1000.
At least 1,300 men would prefer not to be in this Kansas county. They're in the same named medium security penitentiary. John.
What is Leavenworth?
That is right. Less than a minute now.
Bookshelf 800.
A Dream About Lightning Bugs is a 2019 book from this singer, minus his five. Justin.
Who is Ben Folds?
Yes.
New on the bookshelf 600.
In the book of Gutsy Women, this former first lady and her daughter tell the stories of their heroes like Diana Nyad and Rachel Carson. John.
Who is Clinton?
Hillary Clinton, yes.
Bookshelf 1000.
The Girl Who Lived Twice is the latest novel featuring this tattooed heroine, introduced by Stieg Larsson. Justin.
Who is the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Nope, we need the name.
Oh.
John.
Who is Elizabeth Salander?
Yes.
Bookshelf 400.
Answer. Daily Double.
5,000.
All right. Christy Lefteris, the beekeeper of Aleppo, details a married couple's flight from this war-torn country.
What is Syria?
Syria, right you are. And with that, you move up to 13,400. Big, big lead. Justin, you're going to have a lot of catching up to do, but you go first in Double Jeopardy. We'll return after this. Justin, you started off well, but then you faltered, and you're at negative 400 now, but there's a lot of cash in Double Jeopardy in these categories. Get your BA degree. Notice the quotation marks there, BA. All right. Next, national coats of arms. Books about ancient history. Proverbially yours. Place name names. And finally, the non-operating theater. Where do we start?
Oh, I have to do theater for 1600.
In 1849, this showman turned the lecture room of his American museum into a full-scale theater. But it all burned down in 1865. Justin?
Who is P.T. Barnum?
Right.
Non-operating theater 12.
This comedian hopes to turn his Branson, Missouri theater into Yakov Towers, a senior community. John?
Who's Smirnoff?
Yakov Smirnoff, yes.
Get your BA degree, 1600.
This prehistoric period began around the 4th millennium B.C. And the BA comes up in Bronze Age. John, back to you.
BA degree, 1200.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
3,400.
Okay. This hornless breed, take a look, is named in part for a place in Scotland. John?
It's a bovine alley.
No, the BA comes up in Black Angus. Black Angus, Scotland, lad. All right, John, go again.
Place name names, 1600.
She defeated Serena Williams to win the women's title at the 2018 U.S. Open. Christine?
Who is Osaka?
Naomi Osaka, correct.
BA for 2000?
An island group of the Western Pacific held by Germany until World War I. It bears the name of a German chancellor. And the BA this time comes up in Bismarck Archipelago. Christine?
BA for 800.
It's a city of 3 million. Located on the Rio de la Plata estuary. John.
What is Buenos Aires?
Correct.
Place name names, 1200.
The Today Show is anchored by Hoda Kotb and this woman, who is also NBC News chief legal correspondent. Christine.
Who is Savannah Guthrie?
Yes.
Place name names for 800.
This star who made a comeback with Stranger Things was named for a city in her birthplace of Minnesota. Justin.
Who is Winona Ryder?
Correct.
Non-operating theater, 2000.
For more than 250 years, Nakamura Za was one of the foremost venues for viewing this highly stylized Japanese drama. John.
What is Kabuki?
Correct.
Place name names, 2000.
Just go with it. Andy Roddick is married to this model. Who is Brooklyn Decker? John.
National coats of arms, 1600.
Sarah?
Australia's coat of arms has the kangaroo and this bird. Both symbolize the country's forward motion, as it is believed the animals don't like to move backwards.
John?
What is an emu?
Emu, yes.
Coat of arms, 1200.
The motto, l'union fait la force, unity makes strength, is on the coat of arms not of France, but of this next door neighbor. John?
What is Belgium?
Good.
Coat of arms, 2000.
The coat of arms of this nation of islands off Africa's east coast has only one shell down by the seashore, and it's a turtle. John.
What are the Maldives?
Nope. Justin or Christine? What are the Seychelles? Back to you, John.
Coats of arms, 800.
Answer. The other daily double.
3,200.
All right. For an 18,000 total, same as last time. Mexico's coat of arms has a nopal, a type of cactus that also has this alliterative name.
What is a prickly pear?
Yes, this time you came up with the correct response, and you have the 18,000.
Coats of arms, 400.
It makes sense that this animal is at the center of the coat of arms for the Ivory Coast. John.
What is an elephant?
Right.
Books about ancient history, 400.
The Fall of Athens is the 37th and final chapter in Donald Kagan's book named for this war. John.
What is a Peloponnesian?
That's it.
Ancient history, 800.
This Punic city must be destroyed covers its epic battle with Rome. Christine.
What is Carthage?
Correct.
Books, 1200.
The story of a sacred landscape is the subtitle of a history of this ancient monument on Salisbury Plain. John.
What is Stonehenge?
Good.
Ancient history, 1600.
A history of this two-letter Sumerian city is subtitled The City of the Moon God. And what is Ur, U-R? That's the correct response. John.
Get your BA degree, 400.
You might end up in the gutter or pick up a split at this place. Christine?
What is a bowling alley?
Yes.
Proverbially yours for 2,000?
With less than a minute now. Hell hath no fury like one of these. John.
What is a woman scorned?
Good.
Proverbially 400.
When you can tread on 9 daisies at once, this season has come. John.
What is spring?
That's it.
Place name names, 400.
In a 2019 film, he starred as Arthur Fleck, who becomes the villainous Joker. John.
Who is Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
Proverbially 800.
Things are always going wrong with the proverb, bread always falls this way. Justin?
What is butterside up?
No.
Butterside down?
Yes, you corrected yourself. Good.
Proverbially yours, 1200.
Sine cerere et bacio, frigit Venus means without food and wine, this, represented by Venus, grows cold. What is love grows cold? All right, we have John turning this into a runaway game. And here comes Final Jeopardy for the three of you. Famous names. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
Post captioning sponsored in part by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
In this Geico sequel ad, it's the type of vehicle the hungry raccoon steals. What is a garbage truck? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
During the break, our judges informed me that I had ruled Justin incorrect on that butter-side-down bread clue a little while ago before he changed his response. So we have had to take away $1,600 from his total. The scores you see on the board right now are correct, as the three players get set for famous names in Final Jeopardy, and this clue for you. A new Election Day ritual is leaving I voted stickers on the headstone of this historic woman at a Rochester, New York cemetery. You have 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Paved the way for the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. Justin, we come to you first. It didn't work out for you today, unfortunately. But you came up with the correct response. Susan B. Anthony, way to go. And you will add 1,200. You double your score to 2,400. Let's go to Christine. Did she come up with Susan B.? She did indeed. How much money did she risk? Nothing, so she remains in second place as we come to our champion, John Cuevas. Look at that total, 22,800. We're looking for Susan B. Anthony. We find her. And a wager, substantial? No, 710. So 23,510 for today and a two-day total of 52,511. And you get to play again tomorrow to wrap up the week. Right here with us on Jeopardy. Till then, so long.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.